Even as a youngster growing up in New York City in the 1940s, it was clear that Nicholas Negroponte would find a way to combine his love and aptitude for art and mathematics. When he enrolled at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 1961 to study architecture, the field used primitive computer graphics to model stresses on materials. A decade before the birth of the personal computer, Negroponte saw a wider potential for the new machines as tools not only for industrial design, but also for personal creativity. And he recalls that his education in architectural design prepared him to be an innovator in this emerging field.
And I found that an architecture training instead of a computer science training made you much more daring. You didn't solve problems, which engineers do, but you asked questions and you would keep pushing the envelope. And I found that the envelope was very pushable. You really could change things. You really could innovate, particularly in the human-computer interface that was so barren at the time. That really was the intersection of art and mathematics, was in computers. So that was where the passion came from.
It was a passion shared by Jerome Wiesner, MIT's president at the time. After Negroponte joined the MIT faculty, the two became friends as well as colleagues in the MIT Architecture Machine Group, which Negroponte founded in 1967. Years later, Wiesner confided to Negroponte that he was about to retire and would like to have a lab devoted to the research and development of the human-computer interface.
And so I said, I have an idea. I'll build you a lab.
The MIT Media Lab opened its doors in 1985. Its mission was to create practical advances in new media technology while honoring both the artistic imagination and the free and playful exchange of ideas. The first project looked to the future of computer graphics.
We looked at computer graphics and said to ourselves, this kind of special purpose, high-end, scientific, more cockpit and command and control device would in fact migrate to television-type technology, something much more consumer-oriented, something driven by a much bigger market. And we're going to use more consumer-based display technology and marry them and make what today is the display on your laptop. It was considered quite outrageous. And it took a while, but that's sort of the de facto computer graphics today.
In fashioning the intellectual culture at the Media Lab, Negroponte wanted its artists, scientists, and educators to develop technologies that they themselves would use.
My point was that the innovation in computers would come from the creative users, not just from the science. So if you had people doing advanced music, they would be pushing on audio signal processing. If you had people doing new media, they'd be pushing on digital television and things like that. So the Media Lab was a place where you could come and do not only research, but advanced applications in the same place.
Under Negroponte's direction, the MIT Media Lab became the leading computer science lab for new media and advances in making computers more user-friendly. In 2000, Negroponte left the Media Lab to start One Laptop Per Child. The nonprofit group designed and is now trying to get a rugged, affordable, internet-connected laptop computer into the hands of every child in the world, especially in developing nations. With 1.5 million laptops already distributed around the world, Negroponte has seen what his latest project can do for children, their families, and their communities.
We find in Peru that as many as 50% of the kids, because they're in remote villages, are teaching their parents how to read and write. And the impact in schools worldwide is that discipline problems go down, parents become more involved, kids literally run to school. And in some of the early projects that we did in 2001, 2002, every child that was in that experiment in first and second grade is still in school today. So that kind of impact to me is extraordinarily heartwarming.
And all a part of a life's work for Nicholas Negroponte, a world-class innovator who was making a positive difference by saying, let's brainstorm a better way together. Adam Phillips, VOA News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
And I found that an architecture training instead of a computer science training made you much more daring. You didn't solve problems, which engineers do, but you asked questions and you would keep pushing the envelope. And I found that the envelope was very pushable. You really could change things. You really could innovate, particularly in the human-computer interface that was so barren at the time. That really was the intersection of art and mathematics, was in computers. So that was where the passion came from. And so I said, I have an idea. I'll build you a lab. We looked at computer graphics and said to ourselves, this kind of special purpose, high-end, scientific, more cockpit and command and control device would in fact migrate to television type technology, something much more consumer oriented, something driven by a much bigger market. And we're going to use more consumer based display technology and marry them and make what today is the display on your laptop. It was considered quite outrageous. And it took a while, but that's sort of the de facto computer graphics today. My point was that the innovation in computers would come from the creative users, not just from the science. So if you had people doing advanced music, they would be pushing on audio signal processing. If you had people doing new media, they'd be pushing on digital television and things like that. So the Media Lab was a place where you could come and do not only research, but advanced applications in the same place. We find in Peru that as many as 50% of the kids, because they're in remote villages, are teaching their parents how to read and write. And the impact in schools worldwide is that discipline problems go down, parents become more involved, kids literally run to school. And in some of the early projects that we did in 2001, 2002, every child that was in that experiment in first and second grade is still in school today. So that kind of impact to me is extraordinarily heartwarming.
Even as a youngster growing up in New York City in the 1940s, it was clear that Nicholas Negroponte would find a way to combine his love and aptitude for art and mathematics. When he enrolled at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 1961 to study architecture, the field used primitive computer graphics to model stresses on materials. A decade before the birth of the personal computer, Negroponte saw a wider potential for the new machines as tools not only for industrial design, but also for personal creativity. And he recalls that his education in architectural design prepared him to be an innovator in this emerging field. It was a passion shared by Jerome Wiesner, MIT's president at the time. After Negroponte joined the MIT faculty, the two became friends as well as colleagues in the MIT Architecture Machine Group, which Negroponte founded in 1967. Years later, Wiesner confided to Negroponte that he was about to retire and would like to have a lab devoted to the research and development of the human-computer interface. The MIT Media Lab opened its doors in 1985. Its mission was to create practical advances in new media technology while honoring both the artistic imagination and the free and playful exchange of ideas. The first project looked to the future of computer graphics. In fashioning the intellectual culture at the Media Lab, Negroponte wanted its artists, scientists, and educators to develop technologies that they themselves would use. Under Negroponte's direction, the MIT Media Lab became the leading computer science lab for new media and advances in making computers more user-friendly. In 2000, Negroponte left the Media Lab to start One Laptop Per Child. The nonprofit group designed and is now trying to get a rugged, affordable, internet-connected laptop computer into the hands of every child in the world, especially in developing nations. With 1.5 million laptops already distributed around the world, Negroponte has seen what his latest project can do for children, their families, and their communities. And all a part of a life's work for Nicholas Negroponte, a world-class innovator who is making a positive difference by saying, let's brainstorm a better way together. Adam Phillips, VOA News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.